From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. British Prime Minister Theresa May said her country was working with its allies to assess whether Syrian President Bashar Assad's government was behind Saturday's suspected chemical weapons attack on rebel-held Douma.
If this is the responsibility of the Assad regime, then it is another example of the brutality and brazen disregard he shows for his people. And we believe that those responsible should be held to account.
The Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons said it will send a team to Douma to investigate the suspected poison gas attack. Agents on Monday raided the office of Michael Cohen, seizing records on topics including a $130,000 payment made to porn actress Stormy Daniels. U.S. President Donald Trump decried the raid Monday.
I think it's really a sad situation when you look at what happened.
Trump also took to Twitter early Tuesday, writing, "Attorney-client privilege is dead." Cohen's lawyer said the raid was overseen by the U.S. Attorney's Office in Manhattan and was based in part on a referral from Special Counsel Robert Mueller, who was leading the Russia investigation. Newly re-elected Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban said Tuesday that significant changes will be made in his next government. Near-complete election results show Orban's Fidesz party winning a supermajority of 134 seats in the 199-seat National Assembly. Critics charge Orban with weakening the democratic system of checks and balances, enriching new oligarch classes of cronies, and with the help of funds from the European Union, and greatly concentrating power. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, visit our website or download our mobile app. This is VOA News. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg is heading to Congress on Tuesday and Wednesday to answer questions following revelations that the Trump-affiliated political firm Cambridge Analytica accessed data of as many as 87 million users on its site during the 2016 election. Catherine Gibson has a preview.
Lawmakers will want to know if Facebook violated a 2011 agreement with the Federal Trade Commission, promising users that third-party apps could only access information needed to function. While Facebook could face substantial fines if it was in violation, Congress will also be looking at how Facebook plans to protect users' privacy in the future. Catherine Gibson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.
Russia's foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, said on Tuesday that he has agreed to visit North Korea. He said that Russia welcomes North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's plan to meet with the president of South Korea, Moon Jae-in, and U.S. President Donald Trump.
The Russian side confirmed that we welcome the gradual normalization of the situation, stopping of exchanging threats, the readiness for contacts between both Koreas, as well as between North Korea and the United States.
Speaking after meeting his North Korean counterpart, Ri Yong-ho, in Moscow, Lavrov added there was no word yet on a possible sit-down between Russian President Vladimir Putin and Kim. Bootleg liquor has caused several deaths in Indonesia. Jacob Greaves has that story.
Mosquito repellent, just one of the ingredients in bootleg liquor that's killed over 50 people in Indonesia. Authorities found bootleg alcohol-filled bottles and barrels full of it. At least 12 men have been detained on suspicion of making and selling the liquor. The Muslim-majority country imposes high tax rates on alcohol, leading some to opt for cheap home brews. The latest case is among the greatest death tolls in a single incident in recent years.
That was Jacob Greaves. State media reports that Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir ordered the immediate release of all political prisoners in the country. The report said the order is part of an effort to promote reconciliation, national harmony and peace weeks after mass arrests were made to suppress anti-government protests. The report did not say how many prisoners would be released, nor did it identify any of them. The daughter of former Russian double agent Sergei Skripal has been released from the hospital. Dr. Christine Blanchard also said that her father was continuing to recover. Blanchard said that this is not the end of Yulia Skripal's treatment, but it did mark a significant milestone. Be sure to follow The Voice of America on social media for pictures, videos, stories, and more. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.